From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Jokowi and Mahathir agree to fight EU's palm oil discrimination. And Foreign Minister President Joko Widodo mentions diaspora in Indonesia's vision for the next 5 years. Now the news in detail. The 5th Congress of Indonesian Diaspora, CID5, was officially opened in Jakarta Saturday, August 10th. The Congress, organized by the Indonesian Diaspora Network Global, IDN Global, will take place in Jakarta until Tuesday, August 13th. The theme of the Congress is Empowering Indonesia's Human Capital. Chairman of the Indonesian Diaspora Network Global Board of Trustees, Dino Pati Jalal, at the opening of the Congress in Jakarta on Saturday, August 10th, said the purpose of the conference was to focus on strengthening the role of the Indonesian diaspora in improving the quality of human resources of Indonesians. According to Dino, if the Indonesian diaspora human resources are synergized with the government programs, the impact will be enormous.
Jadi, kalau sumber daya manusia yang ada di diaspora
If the human resources in the Indonesian diaspora is synergized with government programs that focus on the development of human resources, the impact will be enormous. So, diaspora can function as an accelerator for the development of Indonesian human resources in the future, and this could be the key for Indonesia to become the giant of Asia. On the occasion, Dino Pati Jalal conveyed 8 aspirations of the Indonesian diaspora, among others the establishment of the Indonesian Diaspora Board, the presence of Indonesian diaspora representatives at the House of Representatives, and the proposal on July 8 as the Indonesian Diaspora Day. The word diaspora was once mentioned by President Joko Widodo when he delivered the vision of Indonesia for the next 5 years, on July 14, 2019. It was stated by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi when she was the keynote speaker at the 5th Indonesian Diaspora Congress in Jakarta, Saturday, August 10th. According to Retno, by mentioning the word diaspora, it means the president gave appreciation, recognition, and hope for the Indonesian diaspora.
Ada satu kata yang secara khusus disebut oleh presiden, yaitu kata diaspora.
There is one word that is specifically mentioned by the president. That is the word diaspora. I'm sure when the president mentioned the word diaspora, this is a recognition, appreciation, and hope for the Indonesian diaspora. I want to quote what the president said. We will give our development priority to the development of human resources. Human resource development is the key for Indonesia in the future. Let's take a look at what the president said next. We have to provide high-talented diaspora in order to make a major contribution to accelerating Indonesia's development. At the end of her remarks, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi hoped that the Congress of Indonesia Diaspora can provide input to the government, especially in the context of strengthening human resources. Indonesia's balance of payment (BOP) in Q2 2019 maintained an external resilience amidst less conducive global economic dynamics and a seasonal domestic pattern. The BOP remained solid, supported by sustained capital and financial account surplus, reflecting positive investor perceptions to the Indonesian economic outlook. The Executive Director of Bank Indonesia's Communication Department, Oni Widjanarko, said this in a statement in Jakarta, Saturday, August 10. Meanwhile, the current account deficit rose from $7.0 billion, or 2.6% of the GDP in the previous quarter, to $8.4 billion, or 3.0% of the GDP, influenced by seasonal trends of repatriate dividends and service interest payments on external debt, as well as global economic moderation and lower commodity prices. Accordingly, despite a deficit of $2.0 billion in Q2 of 2019, the BOP registered a surplus of $0.4 billion in the first half of 2019. The surplus was backed by a surge in the capital and the financial account and managed a current account deficit of 2.8% of the GDP, which lay within the safe range. The Indonesian military, TNI, and Papua police will take necessary precautionary measures against security disturbances in the PT Freeport Indonesia, PTFI, mining area before Indonesia commemorates its 74th Independence Day anniversary on August 17th. The precautionary measures were deemed necessary since, according to the intelligence agency's reports, there is a possibility of the armed Papuan rebels likely launching an attack on that day. Chief of 1710 Mimika District Military Command, Lieutenant Colonel Pio L. Nainggolan, stated on Saturday, August 10th. The areas under close monitoring of security personnel in their efforts to take precautionary measures against security disturbances will cover Tembagapura Sub-District in Mimika District and Mimika City and its outskirts. To this end, the existing security posts will be strengthened and the rebels' moves will be restricted. He added that the military and police will strive to ensure security to the local residents. RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries (KKP) states welfare to the development of human resources (HR) should be a priority for the development of the marine and fisheries sector in 2020 until 2025. KKP's Capture Fisheries Director General M. Zulfikar Mohtar, in a written statement received by the Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Saturday, August 10th, stated several strategic issues in the field of marine and fisheries in the next 5 years that will be faced, including competitiveness of human resources, technological innovation and research, and development of marine and fisheries resources. All of that, he said, will not be achieved without qualified HR. Thus, KKP will optimize the use of technological innovation and research and improve the quality of marine and fisheries human resources so that the planned development goals can be achieved. The last item. Indonesia's football team beat Brunei Darussalam 6-1 during the third match of the elimination round in the 2019 Asian Football Federation AFF Under-18 Championship in Binh Duong Stadium, Vietnam, Saturday, August 10. Indonesia scored the first 5 goals in the first half and another in the second half. However, Brunei managed to score a consolation goal in the second round of the match. The team had now collected 9 points with 3 wins in the elimination round. In order to take the first rank in the elimination round, Indonesia will have to beat Laos on August 12th and the Myanmar on August 14th at Thong Nhat Stadium, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Well, listener, that's the news.
This week's spotlight is on 12 ambassadors strengthen investment. President Joko Widodo received credentials from ambassadors from 12 friendly countries at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, August the 7th. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo talked with 12 ambassadors from friendly countries on the back porch of the Merdeka Palace. The 12 new ambassadors consist of 5 from Asia, 4 from Europe, and 3 from Africa. During the credential presentation, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi. In her statement to the press after the meeting, Retno Marsudi said the 12 new ambassadors hope for an increase in bilateral relations and economic cooperation, especially investment and trade, and she mentioned that several countries also spoke about the issue of capacity building and some specifically spoke about infrastructure. Minister Retno Marsudi said that in the second term of President Joko Widodo's leadership, bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and friendly countries would be better. She said the new ambassadors also congratulated President Joko Widodo on his re-election as president of the 2019 election results. On that occasion, Minister Retno Marsudi also announced that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was scheduled to travel to Indonesia in 2020. The state visit also celebrated 70 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Turkey. During his visit to Indonesia next year, Erdogan and President Joko Widodo are also scheduled to sign the Indonesia-Turkey Comprehensive Partnership Agreement, and Minister Retno said the memorandum of cooperation was targeted to be completed before the end of 2019, so that the two leaders could sign it by 2020. Retno Marsudi also revealed the Preferential Trade Agreement, or PTA, negotiation between Indonesia and Mozambique had been completed. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is Today in History. I'll begin with August 11, 1982. Bomb blast on the Pan American World Airways plane. A bomb exploded in a plane owned by Pan American World Airways airline on its way from Japan to Hawaii. The incident killed one passenger and injured 16 others. Mohammed Rashid, a Jordanian national associated with the May 15 organization, was accused of carrying out the attack. Turning to August 11, 1999, total solar eclipse. The total solar eclipse occurred on August 11, 1999 with an eclipse magnitude of 1029. This was the first total eclipse seen in Europe since July 22, 1990 and was first seen in the United Kingdom since June 29, 1927. The duration of the eclipse is around 2 minutes and 23 seconds. Solar eclipses were also seen from the Black Seas of Turkey, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, and Srikakulam, India, then ended in Bengal. I'll end with August 11, 2012, earthquake in Azerbaijan, Iran. The 2012 East Azerbaijan earthquake, also known as the Ahar earthquake, occurred on August 11, 2012, near the cities of Ahar and Farzakan in the eastern Azerbaijan province, Iran. At least 306 people were killed and more than 3,000 others injured, mainly in rural and mountainous areas northeast of Tabriz. The shock was felt in Armenia and Azerbaijan, although no major damage was reported. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Mr. Patrick Travers in England. He was listening to our English program through streaming at 8:15 hours UTC. In his letter, Mr. Patrick Travers said he very enjoyed the program. Hello, Mr. Patrick Travers. How are you today? We hope that you are in good condition today. Thank you for your reception report and compliment on our broadcast. If you want to know more about our scheduled program, you can find it out through our website www.voinews.id. Just click schedule, you will find not only English program, but also other languages, such as Mandarin, French, Spanish, Japanese, Arabic, German, Dutch, and Indonesian as our national language. I hope that our answer will make you satisfied. Well, Mr. Patrick Travers, please keep listening to our broadcast and do not forget to send your reception report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Sudah berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Sebut yang kau inginkan, apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu. Andai kau bersamaku di tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu.
Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hati.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today, Sunday, August 11, is on Indonesian National Timber Ready to Win Tour Indonesia 2019. The Indonesian national team will become one of the 20 teams participating in the International Tour d'Indonesia 2019 Bicycle Race Championship from Borobudur Temple in Java Island to Bangli in Bali Island from August the 19th to 23rd and ready to fight against foreign teams. Indonesian national team manager Aldi Sofyan Ali, on the sideline of the launching of the Tour d'Indonesia 2019 in Jakarta on Tuesday, said he was optimistic that his team would be able to win even though some of the mainstay cyclists are absent because they have to race with their home team at the International Championship Level 2.1 Union Cycliste Internationale. The Indonesian national team was introduced on Saturday, August the 10th. Currently, there are 9 nominations that will strengthen the national team. Of the 9, 5 cyclists will be selected. While for the position of coach, there are Rudy Dwi Januar and Vito Bakdo Prialanji. National team manager Aldi Sofyan Ali explained that in order to achieve maximum results, he had carried out the mapping and preparation of maximum training where Indonesian national team cyclists have to work hard to catch the podium. One of the cyclists expected to achieve maximum results is Projo Waseso. Tour Indonesia 2019 takes a distance of 825.2 kilometers, which is divided into 5 stages. The first stage goes from Borobudur Temple to Ngawi, then from Madiun to Batu, from Batu to Jember, from Jember to Banyuwangi, and crossing to the island of Bali via Gilimanuk to Bangli. Meanwhile, head coach of the Indonesian national cycling team, Dadang Haris Purnomo, said the possibility to win the podium in the first stage to finish in the city of Ngawi and the second in the city of Jember. Before finishing in Jember, there is a fairly long downturn that must be considered. However, national team cyclists must remain vigilant because opponents are not only from foreign teams such as the Thailand Continental Cycling Team or Malaysian Sapura Cycling Team, even Protouch Cycling Team from South Africa or from Hong Kong, but also from home represented by several teams. In the most prestigious bicycle racing championship in Indonesia, the national team will face the mainstay national team cyclists who strengthen their team such as Aiman Cahyadi and Jamaluddin Novardianto from the KFC cycling team. Well, that was my Indonesia Today, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our regular listener, Pravotorov Kostiantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz at 13 1 hours until 14 1 hours with the SINPO 25232. Hello, Mr. Pravotorov Kostiantin. How are you? Wow, it's nice to receive your reception report very detailed, although the signal was weak, only 25232. As information, we have also a program called Indonesia Today that is broadcasted at 2000 hours until 2200 hours UTC. You can listen to this program through website www.winews.id. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song to you. Well, Mr. Pravotorov Kostiantin, here is the song.
Bagi hanya dirimu paling mengerti.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. This time, I will introduce the tradition before Idul Adha day, namely the jemur kasur tradition or putting mattress under the sun, originating from Banyuwangi Regency, precisely from Kemiren Village, Glagah District, Banyuwangi. Jemur kasur tradition or putting mattress under the sun, which has been around for hundreds of years, is believed to be able to refute evil spirit and maintain domestic harmony. Usually it will be held en masse toward the time of Idul Adha day and begins with the Gandrung dance by Osing indigenous villagers in Kemiren. The mattresses here are unique, rather different from the mattress in general. Almost all of them are black on the top and bottom and red on the side, which they usually call the gembil mattress. The color of the black and red bedding has a special meaning for them. Red symbolizes courage and black symbolizes a lasting relationship. In addition, the tradition of laying the mattress under the sun was held to honor the arrival of the people who went to pilgrim to Mecca, or even the arrival of pilgrimage month. Laying the mattress under the sun is done en masse in front of each house. The mattress has been left in the sun since sunrise and returned to its original place at late afternoon. After the mattress is put into the house, it is followed by a cleansing the village ritual by parading the barong from one end of the village to the other end. Then, in the evening, people would eat rice cone together called tumpeng, 1,000, which side dishes typical of Banyuwangi community, pecel pite, which is grilled chicken served with grated coconut. People will also ignite some torch in front of their homes. In the Kemiren village, Gelagah Banyuwangi, the month of Zulhijjah in Islamic calendar, or popularly known as the pilgrimage month, is identically to the wedding month. Therefore, the tradition of drying the mattress is also a request to God so that the marriage can last until death do them apart. In the Osing tribe tradition, you know, people from Kemiren village are called Osing tribe. The bride must bring a red and black mattress and use it for the wedding night or for the rest of their life. They believe that if the color of the mattress used for bedding is not red and black, they will be affected by bad luck. In addition to preserving the tradition, the drying the mattress under the sun is done to respect the heritage of the ancestors, the teaching of the values of harmony and peace. The people of Osing also believe putting the mattress under the sun will be able to eradicate the germs or diseases. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we'll meet again with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Malik Allah Bahaya Khohar in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Malik said that he is a regular listener of our English program. Hello, Mr. Malik. Thank you for your loyalty to our broadcast. We have some interesting segments such as current affairs and music. What segment do you like the most? If you miss our segment, you can find it out on website www.vinews.id. Well, Mr. Malik, please keep listening to our podcast every day. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and our regular listeners wherever you are. Happy listening.
Jangan
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's miscellany is about Jakarta Provincial Government asks Eid al-Adha organizers to use eco-friendly container. Eid al-Adha is the peak of Hajj by Muslims. This year, Eid al-Adha fell on Sunday, August 11, 2019. Like Eid al-Fitr, the Muslims also had Eid prayer during Eid al-Adha in the morning. After that, there will be slaughter of sacrificed animals or kurban, such as cow, buffalo, camel, sheep, and goat. Therefore, Eid al-Adha is also known as the Day of Sacrifice. The meat then will be given to people. Some related stakeholders are now giving appeals to use eco-friendly container. Jakarta Province Environment Agency asked kurban organizers in Jakarta to avoid using plastic bags. Jakarta Environment Agency head Andono Wari said they had asked the kurban organizers to use eco-friendly containers such as banana leaf, taro leaf, bamboo, coconut leaf, pandan leaf, and other eco-friendly materials. He further explained plastic bag needs hundreds of years to decompose naturally. This appeal is actually not a new thing. According to Andono, back in 2009, Drugs and Food Monitoring Agency issued public warning on danger of plastic bags, especially the black ones. Color plastic bags, especially the black ones, are mostly recycled, and in their recycling process, it was unknown if they were pesticide container, hospital waste, heavy metal waste, or dirt. Besides that, the recycling process also adds various chemicals that increase the danger against health. Another hope this year's Eid al-Adha became part of environmentally friendly campaign. Moreover, Jakarta Provincial Government is intensifying single-use plastic reduction program in the capital city, along with environmental organization and community. Sacrificing is a noble worship, and it can be better by also taking care of the environment. So listener, that was miscellany for today. I'm Puri Savaradala. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Debar melihat dia selangkah di depanmu. Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu, ungkapkan isi hatimu. Coba katakan, kata.
senyumlah isyarakan.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. It's nice to meet you again in Music Corner. Today, I will present a song by Mita Lestari. Soloist who has now become a mother again released a song with the title Kala. The song was released by Mita as a first birthday present for Mahatma Kala Maheswara, her first son. The song that was produced by her husband, Bari Maheswara, brought jazz elements. The lyrics of this song tell about the happiness of Mita having Kala in her life and want to always be able to provide the best for the child. In this song, Mita prayed for her child to always be able to grow into a strong and happy person. Well, listener, here is a song entitled Kala, sung by Mita Lestari.
Voice of Indonesia.
tinggalkan saja semua persoalan. Waktu kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran, dan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan. Man, memang benar niman, kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.